that overwhelmingly tomorrow.
Right. What I want you to do tomorrow with Mansfield, and you're not going to like this, but I want you to do it, is to tell him, and very coldly, you've talked to the president tonight, and after the Senate indication that they'd cut off funds on the 20th, that the president, that we, as he tried to tell Mansfield when he met with him, that the hopes were that, and this has probably torpedoed the hopes for the things, and the Senate, the president will go on television on Wednesday or Thursday this week to tell him so. Tell the nation so.
To torpedo what?
The negotiations.
The negotiations.
I want you to play a very hard line with him, very cold. Say, Senator, I regret to say that we had it made. You know what I mean?
Right.
That what I mean is that we feel we had a very good chance. Your resolution now has cooled it off, and the president is going to go on national television. He regrets doing it because of his great personal affection for you, but he's going to have to say this. Scare the shit out of him. Now, I want you to do that, because
I don't mind doing it at all.
You've got to do it, Henry. You've got to start playing the game a little bit stronger than we've been playing it.
Did he put in a resolution today?
Well, the Star tonight has a thing that the Senate will cut off funds on January 20th.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I'll have to take a look, but I'll say it anyway.
Right.
Independent, I just didn't know
specifically
to what you were referring.
That's right. See what I mean?
Yeah.
I just want you to say, Senator, I regret to say, but your resolution probably has destroyed the chance for an honorable peace. Now, the president, and you can just say that you have no other choice but to advise the president to go on television and to point this out when you return.
Right.
If it fails. Put it that way. See?
Right.
So that he knows that it's all I'm in. Don't, and be very cold and very tough with him. Not a bit conciliatory. Not, don't give him an inch.
I was at your reception today very cold to him. He came up and tried to be very friendly, and I just shook hands and moved on to somebody else.
Good.
Now,
you see what I mean?
Oh, God.
What they've done, the Canadian Parliament is something else, but for the Democrats in the Congress to play this kind of a line, we're not going to let them get away with it. But I want him to be coldly treated in the morning. I would be icy and say that, I'm sorry, Senator, but I think I regret to say you've torpedoed the negotiations, and that you are going to have to advise the president to go on and say so. And the president, you've talked to him. He says, I regret to say that I'm going to have to do it.
Absolutely. I think that's...
And then, of course, that comes out, that's something very different.
That's what I meant to suggest this morning. That doesn't bother me a bit.
Right.
Not a bit.
No.
You've been overly generous to these people.
Right. Tonight, with these people, I'd play a very confident, cool, calm line, you know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Not optimistic, but just say, we don't know what's going to happen, but by God, we know what we're doing, and this is unconscionable and wrong and so forth.